The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Now it's time to head straight to Safety Mondays with the Fire Officer Jude Rogers. And you know what we do? We do this every single Monday, yeah, on the Overdrive. And today we are talking about pedestrians and road traffic accidents part two. Because you remember last week we were speaking about it and we needed more time. So guys, help me welcome Fire Officer Jude Rogers to the Overdrive once again.
Progress.
Hello, Fire Officer Jude. How you doing?
Pleasant good afternoon, Caribbean. Pleasant good afternoon to all our loyal listeners this afternoon. Yes, Caribbean, we do have to continue.
Yeah.
This afternoon, we will be touching on some of those tips that we raised last week. And also to remind the public, as we saw over the weekend, another young person lost their life while traversing the nation's roadway. This particular person was utilizing the roadway near the Chaguanas flyover and was struck because they came into the roadway and was struck. And this is a report that we got that was struck by a vehicle that was using the highway on the merging lane.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we say that pedestrians and mopeds, bicycles, all of these things are not supposed to be on the roadway in that fashion. So that what they're doing is called the process of elimination. If you remove the yourself from the hazard altogether, you reduce the likelihood. And this is the whole hazard and the likelihood of a hazard, you know, being an increased risk of occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what we're trying to avoid. And so this afternoon, Caribbean, we really want to hear from our listening public.
Yeah.
Because they too see carnage on the nation's roadway and it affects lives. And we talked about stories of persons last week, Caribbean, who they have to go on after they've lost a loved one. They have to go on after injury. They have to go on after the high cost of the effects of accidents, road traffic accidents. And that's the backdrop upon which we're going to make and have our discussion this afternoon.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. Thank you so much for that, Judah. And guys, get into the conversation. 306-1065, that's my WhatsApp number. And of course, you can give me a call. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Now, Fire Officer Judah, I'm going to start with it. And I want you to, any fire listeners, because some of us may not know, right? Because sometimes we would watch videos of road traffic accidents and we'll be like, but how they end up in this situation? So tell us the most common mistakes. I don't know if I could call it mistakes what are the common mistakes that we do as pedestrians when we are crossing the road or when we are operating a vehicle? What are the most common mistakes that would result in a road traffic accident?
So we're looking at it from the standpoint of the driver, first of all, and then we will look at the pedestrian, and then we'd look at the different facets. So we talk about persons avoid being distracted. A distraction such as your phone, being hands-free. Those are some of the common causes of accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we know that speed and the ability to, and of course, speed being a factor if we're driving above the speed limit. And Caribbean doesn't even have to be above the speed limit, you know. Once we get behind the wheel of a vehicle, there is a possibility once that vehicle is moving, that vehicle moves at a particular rate, it could cause harm to others. Of course, Caribbean, there are road conditions. And when we talk about road conditions, we talk about rain. We, you know, in foreign countries, they talk about fog and ice on the roadway and how slippery the roadway becomes. We also talk about the vehicle and the performance of the vehicle, whether your brakes, tires, your lights, and all of these other factors are things. So there are a number of factors that come together. And of course, Caribbean, you know, the condition of the road and whether the road is actually worthy of persons being on the road. So then that's from a driver's perspective. What about the pedestrian? And if we look at pedestrians, we would say that persons walking, and this is the one that I want to raise, persons walk and they don't use the pedestrian crosswalks. They avoid our so persons are using their phones when crossing the street. You need to focus on what you're doing and where you're crossing and whether you have full attention of the driver. I always say, Kyrie, if the driver cannot see you and if the driver has not signaled to you, you and the driver have not made eye contact, nor have any signals, then that driver has not seen you.
Yeah. I remember you mentioned that last week.
That's right. For those persons who I noticed that persons who work in particular industries where they have to maneuver vehicles, let's say the airport or let's say in certain places, they wear reflective clothing. They wear clothing that causes visibility. I want to talk to our road users, persons who may be running along the road, exercising, but your clothing is dark. Kyrie, did you think about that? There is no, and then it's coming down to the nighttime, and there is no sort of reflective outer coating on the individual. How do you expect the drivers on the roadway to see you?
Yeah.
So from a pedestrian standpoint, we also have a responsibility when we're using the roadway to ensure that we make every effort to ensure, because remember, you're the one at risk, you know, there is no barricade around you. The driver still has the vehicle, the door, and all these things protecting them. But you are exposed, your entire limbs and body parts are totally exposed.
Wow.
What about cyclists? Before I have
that's the next one.
Cyclists, helmets, outfitted with helmets, high visibility clothing, the use of lights and reflectors on your bicycles, signal when you're turning to make eye contact where it's possible. Get the permission before you enter into that lane. Ride predictably in lanes. Obey the traffic laws and avoid weaving between cars. Have you ever seen that before? A bicycle, motorcyclist, and they're weaving between cars. Keep a safe distance from parked cars to avoid if a door or the person opens a door suddenly on you as a rider or as a motorcyclist. How can you avoid in that split second?
Yeah.
And these are some of the common causes and some of the cautionary measures we can have, Carrie.
Definitely. Thank you so much for that, Fire Officer Jude. And guys, get into the conversation. And what I remember I asked you last week, have you ever been in a road traffic accident? Would you like to share your experience with us? Because, Fire Officer Jude, I believe that once persons hear from other persons, you know, their experience, it can actually teach them something not to do. All right? So get into the conversation. Give us a call at 625-2257 or 627-3223. Don't forget, you can even send us a message on WhatsApp, 306-1065. Now, Fire Officer Jude, now, are these accidents most likely or mostly happening because of speeding or even, as you mentioned, distracted driving? Or even the pedestrians themselves are taking dangerous chances. Because when we watch our videos circulated with road traffic accidents, sometimes it looks as if the pedestrian is not actually paying attention or being aware.
That's correct, Carvey. That's very correct. We have situations where persons have the approach, and I want to use it in our local language, bongsmana sort of approach, almost as though you're daring the driver to strike you with the vehicle, and you're suggesting that person cannot actually hit you with the vehicle. And the point that I'm making about that is, Kyrie, all it takes is one accident to cause you to lose your ability to walk, to change your life forever. Think about that. One accident can change your life forever.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now we are getting a call, so let's take this one. 625-2257. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hey, Michael Jackson.
I want to ask you call us something. Mr. Bossman, assistant.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, yeah, he ain't you. He hears you.
Yes.
He's here.
Ask him, please. If somebody bounced you, right? And you get an accident or even get in a fire, you can't burn up for the car getting fire anyway there or whatever. That seatbelt gets stick on you. I want to find out about that. If you get an accident, if you need a seatbelt and you want to come out right away and have fire, and you bump some car, start a blaze, how long that seatbelt will take to come out from your waist when you lock down.
All right, buddy. I got you. Thank you so much. And that's a real good question there, Faf, Sir Jude.
So, Carrie, that's absolutely a good question. And as I'm looking at my list of topics to talk on, seatbelts, and here it says all occupants must be buckled. All right. And that has proven to save lives, Carrie. But also, as just as you can be buckled and it restrains you in the event of an accident, when that seatbelt is holding you in place and you need to evacuate from the vehicle, there are mechanisms, Carrie, that we can put in place to ensure that we can actually remove the seatbelt.
Yep.
So, Carrie, I want to tell you that in some cases, some accidents, seatbelt do save lives, but when it's time to actually remove the seatbelt can be very problematic and
in the sense
of an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a device that I would have purchased, and it is the devices that the fire officers use as well when we go on the scenes of accidents,
mm-hmm,
where we can
mm-hmm.
easily cut that seatbelt, Carrie.
Right.
And I have one of those devices, even in my vehicle, Carrie. I would have purchased it at a safety store, and it has a light on it, and it also has a very sharp quick release for the seatbelt to cut that seatbelt open. It also has a metal punch at the end of that allows you to break the glass in the event of an emergency. Because if a vehicle goes into water and it's submerged, the water presses against the vehicle, against the glass, and it's very difficult for you, even with your feet, your hands, to break that glass to escape. So the caller is very much correct, and that is why we actually do the research to be able to determine how and what devices we should keep in our vehicles. So this particular safety device that I have, Carrie, I purchased it at PriceMart, I'm being honest with you. But it's something that I sought out because I knew that it was a safety mechanism. Because if you don't have the right tools close by and at hand,
right,
you are going to be forced, especially if you're injured while you're in that particular vehicle.
Mm.
All right?
Hmm. Thank you so much for sharing that, Fire Officer Jude. And guys, if you're now joining us, good afternoon. Freedom 106.5 FM. This is Safety Mondays with the Fire Officer Jude Rogers. And what we are talking about today, it's more like a continuation from last week, where we were having the discussions about pedestrians and road traffic accidents. Y'all, reality is, we really need to be careful and be aware, okay? Now, I want to ask you something about alcohol and fatigue, Fire Officer Jude. What role does that play? Especially when it comes to accidents or even incidents on the roads.
So, Carrie, that has a very, very integral role, especially in Trinidad and Tobago, where the pastime, the perennial pastime of our road users is on a Friday afternoon, weekend, carnival period, after a fete, boat ride, concert in the National Stadium. You name it, Carrie, we partake in the use of alcohol. I'm not even going to talk about recreational drugs, but more than that, the one that we did that is the silent killer, and that is
sleep,
tiredness, and the fatigue that comes along with actually working, and even anything that we're doing that causes us to be tired, and thereafter you are now fighting sleep and attempting to drive. Carrie, that is the one that I'm extremely cautious about, because it's the one thing with alcohol, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can still have a friend who may say, don't drink and drive. Somebody may be under the influence of normal drugs, but mm-hmm. it may be drowsy. Not saying that you're using narcotics or so forth. But you see the sleep, that's the one where we fool ourselves and say, nah, man, I can make it home.
And you don't even know you dropped to sleep.
That's right.
Wow.
And Carrie, look at it this way. One blink of the eye, and you thought you'd blink your eye for 1 second.
Hmm.
Think about 2 seconds and you're drifting off of the roadway. And then you line up directly with a light pole.
Wow. You know, I have an untrue story, guys. And sometimes when I'm sitting here for Officer Jude, I remember certain instances I have on the road. So I was heading east, and I approached, it was later, I want to tell you late, like maybe after 1 a.m. And I reached at St. Augustine lights. So I parked behind a vehicle because the lights on red, obviously. And then the lights were green. So I was like, beep, beep. The person then moved. So when I looked in my mirror, I saw nothing coming behind me. So I decided to, come to the left to see. When I pulled up alongside the vehicle, homeboy in the front seat sleeping, you know.
Asleep, yes.
I hold on my own. Meep, and he nothing. Got up. As I pulled to the side, The man knock out there, you know, Fire Officer Jude. And yes, that's a serious thing. Bad traffic light. Sometimes the light takes a little while to turn green. But because you're so tired.
Hence the reason why I also say to pedestrians, so even persons who are riding bicycles, when you see a vehicle and you align yourself in the correct manner, so riders normally ride in the same direction of the traffic.
The traffic, right.
And pedestrians normally go opposite to the traffic. So if the vehicles are oncoming, you want to be able to see that vehicle that's coming towards you.
Yeah.
So you can take evasive measures, because at the end of the day, you do not know who is paying attention, who is aware of their surroundings. You need to be aware. You need to be taking evasive measures. So Caribbean, impairment from the use of alcohol, drugs, and extreme fatigue, you cannot win those battles. You definitely not going to win those battles. So you have to be alert. And we would ask persons, pull up by a fire station, ask for help, pull up by the police station, let the officers know, hey, I don't wanna continue driving, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I need a place I could just rest in my vehicle, officer, for a few hours, a minute, an hour, whatever. You know,
you could take a power nap too.
To park up by the fire station or the police station, ask for assistance. We would rather that you do that than you go onto the nation's roadway. And here's the sad part. You do not only involve yourself, you involve other
everybody users. Else.
And then everybody's under the, you know, challenge now. We have multiple vehicles involved, multiple deaths. And these are the challenges that we face.
All right, Fire Officer Jude, thank you so much for that. But what we're going to do, I want us to stick up in there. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's going to be so much more. So stick and stay, guys. It's just about 5:32. That's my time check. We're going to take a quick break and be back.
Get the story first. Want to know what's happening in news, sports, or crime? Get the CNC3 app. As the story breaks, CNC3 is there giving you the story first on your mobile device. Be connected to the most trusted and reliable news source, CNC3. Access your world with just a tap. The CNC3 app. Download it today.
Get ready for an afternoon of fun
and giving back.
The Trinidad and Tobago Guardian Neediest Cases Fund invites you to the Bingo Charity Event. Join us on Sunday, May 24th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Lions Cultural Center, Woodbrook. Come ready to play for your chance to win up to $10,000 in cash. Registration is just $200 and includes 4 bingo cards with additional cards and refreshments available on sale. Tickets available now at Dominican Book Center, St. Fimbus Church Ground, Mount Coco Road, Four Roads, Dago Martin, and Tattel Head Office, Marvel Road, Port of Spain. For more info, call 343-2218 or WhatsApp 799-8550. The Bingo Charity Event by the Trinidad and Tobago Guardian Neediest Cases Fund, where every game helps make a difference.
Power up your Saturdays with Carrie V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in. You're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Carrie V's infectious personality. Join the fun. Fuel the conversation. Speak Your Mind. Saturdays with Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM. Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 723-9595. For more information.
When the issues matter, the conversation starts here. From politics to the economy, from social justice to national development, nothing is off the table. Weekdays, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., Davey Marie brings you the Morning Rumble on Freedom 106.5 FM. Hard-hitting topics, informative, credible guests, experts who don't just talk, they break it down. If you want clarity, accountability, and real discussion on the issues shaping your day and your country, there's only one place to be. The Morning Rumble, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
It is time.
It's your time to speak with Gary V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Curious about the future of transportation? Then don't miss the Caribbean EV and Hybrid Exhibition on Wednesday, 20th of May. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the TD Chamber Building, that's in West Des Moines. Come and explore the latest electric and hybrid vehicles. Enjoy live demonstrations and get valuable EV safety tips from industry experts. Whether you're a car enthusiast, a business owner, or simply EV curious, there's something for everyone. Admission to the exhibition is absolutely free. Join us this Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the TD Chamber and experience the future of mobility. This event is hosted by the Trinidad and Tobago Chamber of Industry and Commerce and the Apex Risk Innovation Group. Proud sponsors for the event are Lifestyle Motors, CG United Insurance Limited, Air Support Tactical Limited, the Trinidad and Tobago Unit Trust Corporation, Unipet Limited, and Blue Water Products Limited. It's just about 5:36. Let's head back into the conversation. It's all about Safety Mondays with Fire Officer Jude Rogers. Welcome back, Fire Officer Jude.
Thank you very much, Gary V. And Gary V, you know what my pet peeve is? My biggest pet peeve when it comes to road users, but more so our drivers. What do you think it might be, Gary V? What do you think?
Children unrestrained in the front seat or even in the middle of the car. Or in some cases, Fire Officer Jude, the head outside the window. If you know that's getting me vexed, you know.
Gary V, it nothing hurts my heart more than seeing a parent, a caretaker, someone who should know better, having their own children standing, holding on to the front seat right in the middle there, talking to that child as though they themselves do not know that that child that they love so much can be sent flying.
Flying.
Through the windscreen. Kyrie, we've had this situation. We've responded to calls like this in the past.
Wow.
Where children in the mother's lap in the front seat. Now, guess what? The mother buckled down, but the child
unbuckled.
So where should that mother be? Should be Kyrie. Should they be in the front seat at all?
No, they should be in the back.
That's correct. So if you have a baby, a child that is in your lap, in your hands, one that cannot fit in a child's seat, all right, that child should be held by the parent in the back seat, all right, so that if there is some sort of
and not even in the middle, one of the sides,
that's correct. Tarvi, also we have parents who are having their children and they know that they are of the age where they should be restrained in the car seat, and that child is not in the car seat. And then there are those, and I've seen this one, Caribbean. One is in the car seat, but the other one, the bigger one, is in the middle holding on between the two seats.
That's
and
crazy.
I sit down and I look at it and I'm like, what is this parent doing? What is this parent doing? And Caribbean, sometimes we only know when we see it happen to somebody.
Yep, correct.
Incidents, in the past, where we responded to cause the child would have flown out of the windscreen. And when sadly, all we could do when we respond is to bring the other authorities there, because now we have a fatality.
Yeah. You know, Fire Officer Jude, I wanted to ask you something like that, right? Like, how do y'all deal with fatalities on the road in terms of, I don't know, informing other family members or informing the paramedics, the police? How do y'all deal with that? Shed some light for us.
there's a number that and this is the whole psychology now you're talking about of the human being, the first responder. And there are studies that have been done on this. How does a first responder deal with seeing so much of loss on a daily basis? And yes, Carrie, we've had situations where we may have to place the call, whether it is the police doing so, or we're the ones that are bringing or identifying to a loved one who may come up on the scene. Some loved ones would have gotten the message. They come on the scene and they come for confirmation that this is in truth and in fact a loved one that has passed. And we have to sadly give them the news that yes, this is the person. And persons break down right there and then, and we have to be careful how we give them that, because if it's on the roadway and the road is still in use and you give somebody that type of information and they themselves now harm themselves by going into the roadway. We've had situations where persons find out their loved one died and now they feel as though they want to die as well too.
Wow.
So Tarvi, we are very careful as to how we give information to members of the public. We make sure that they have other loved ones with them, that they are restrained, that they have some sort of caregiver around them, and we tend to not try to give that type of, and that's why we have to secure a scene. Fire officers, we have to protect the scene. The police is there sometimes, because sometimes it gets problematic. Some persons are prone to violence when they find out the dynamics of what took place. Carry with there all sorts of situations that we as first responders are exposed to. And that reminds me that I have to bring back my good friend, the fire officer who would have come on board a couple months ago, and he would have dealt with the psychology of first responders and what we face, and the fact that they need to have some sort of some debriefing, some way, some what we call EAP, employee assistance program as well, because some of this trauma we take it home, and after you can become numb, and these are very serious situations. But we want to stay focused on you, the pedestrian. We want to stay focused on the drivers, the road users, and we want to actually look at the fact that the statistics is increasing and heading in the wrong direction.
Definitely.
And I want to say hi to my friends in the Arrive Alive. I would have spoken to them up to today, trying to get them to come on the program. And they've given the assurance that they will come on later down in the month with us, Carvey, as there is a program by them as well to award first responders who have put their lives on the line to protect persons and to rescue persons who have been involved in accidents.
Of course,
police service receive awards. The fire service will also receive awards where that is concerned, and other agencies that do emergency response as well. And kudos to all the fire officers and the police officers who risk their lives when they go out there to protect and save on a daily basis.
Thank you so much for that, Fire Officer Jude. And we have a voice note and a message. So let me say good afternoon, going out to Mark. Mark is locked in, so let's hear from him.
Good day, Officer Jude and Carrie V.
Hey.
I just wanted to know, because I'm not too sure, is it that motorcyclists are permitted to drive between vehicles, like in traffic or like when you're coming on the highway? Sometimes they just come speeding on between the vehicles. Is that permitted, or they shouldn't be doing that?
Yeah, that's like a very good question.
Yeah, it is.
And it's something that I would do research on, because just as you occupy a lane as a single vehicle and you have to wait for the lane to be free to overtake, is it that motorcycles must also exercise the same level of vigilance as they are treated as a singular vehicle as well, or they can just zip between vehicles? And that's the question that he's asking, and I'm going to definitely do the research and come back to you with an answer on that.
Wow. Thank you so much for that, Fire Officer Jude. Let me say good afternoon, good afternoon to Denise here. Denise says, Carrie V, I spanked my 5-year-old granddaughter for that. When her mom is driving, she wants to sit and lean in the middle. She wants to sit and lean in the middle there because she wants to see where she's going.
Wow. And I remember being eager as a little child too when my dad was driving and I want to be right there, but you know what?
Yeah. Watch now.
I had to go sit in my seat, Carrie. I had to go sit down in my seat.
And you dare not move a muscle.
And I dare not make a move, Carrie. Dare not.
You know what I practice five? So, I have a 4-year, but she'll be 5 next week, right? And she has her car seat. I don't move that car until she buckles up in the car seat. I have taught her how to buckle in, how to buckle out. Now, thankfully, she listens because of me, right? And once she's buckled in, she asks me when to come out. So when we park up the car, when we reach, ooh, mommy, I could come out? Yes, you could come out now. So before we even leave, before I could put that car in reverse, Fire Officer June, she already know, buckling one time. I say, you're buckling? Yes. And we gone, just like that. I don't play with that at all. I don't play with that at all. Yeah. So it's something that, parents, we could practice. Before you could start the car, but before you put it in gear, ensure that your children are buckled in safe. And the 13-year-old not getting away either, you know, Fire Officer June. She not getting away either in the backseat. Buckle up. Let's go. Because by the time I jump in my vehicle, swap. Put on my seatbelt. It's time to go. Yeah.
So on my research here, it talks about the whole mindset and the behavior of our population. So we want to change behaviors and we want to change mindsets. And one of the best things that we can do is to seek knowledge. How many of us have ever considered doing a defensive driving course? And so that we identify what are the real road hazards and how we should really respond to them. And so we can take advantage of that. And I do know of some safe driver courses, especially for persons who want to get insurance carry and they're under the age of 25. You know, you're going to be considered a high-risk driver and your insurance premiums are going to be higher. But if you participate in the safe driver course or the defensive driving course, the insurance company now recognizes your certificate and they recognize you as being a safe driver.
Yeah.
And I want to applaud the young people who actually take advantage of this and they apply the knowledge gained from this. And Gary, I would have done the course and I tell you, it taught me a lot of techniques, especially for driving at night, Caribbean. Driving at night when it's dark and the perception of the vehicle and the distance in front of you is very, very, very serious. And it's something that plenty of people don't take for granted. You know, so one of the things that you would learn is when you see a lot of red lights ahead of you, you should begin to slow down.
Slow down one time.
If you're seeing a lot of red lights ahead of you, there may be some sort of reason for that ahead. And so these little messages and these little ideas come into your mind because of the defensive driving course. You know, and I really like it. And I want to give kudos to the insurance companies. And these are the people that should be coming on board to sponsor our program.
No worries.
So I hope somebody from the insurance companies are listening and they want to come on board with their safety messages. We're here to reiterate and to point those things out for members of the public and bring persons to the awareness that is necessary.
Yeah, I gotcha. Now it's time to close off today's edition of Safety Mondays. Hello, Fire Officer Jude, are you there?
I'm here with you, Carrie V.
Yes.
I haven't gone anywhere.
nice to have you back again. Now, Fire Officer Jude, road traffic accidents, pedestrians, it's all crazy. Give us some tips on how pedestrians, first, can be more vigilant on the roads.
Okay, so for my pedestrians, I want you to remember that there are mechanisms put in place for you to protect you. You have walkovers. You have crosswalks. You have points where you can cross that where the lights are signaling crossing points. We ask you to please avoid the distractions while you're crossing the street. Pay attention. Don't be idly walking without looking and having a clear vision of what is in front of you and what's to the left or right of you. We ask you to try and always make contact with drivers. Even when a driver stops, Caribbean, I'm sure you've seen this before and you've signaled to the driver that you're crossing.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you cross, the driver pull off.
Yes.
And it's like, and so sometimes you really need to ensure that you make proper eye contact with the driver or signal. Caribbean, when I'm crossing, if even when a driver stops, I signal and I wave my hand to the driver to make sure that they see me and get the all clear before I step into the roadway. I do not step off the pavement until I'm certain that they've seen me. You know, because I know of situations where you're waiting for one person to pull off and the other person pull, and both of you pull off at the same time and then there's a collision.
Especially when a driver gives you lights to go.
Yeah, and you don't know if that light means they're going through or if to stop. You know, so it's like a signal, but you don't know what it
is. You don't know what it means. It means all kind of things.
So, pedestrians, I want you to know that you have a responsibility, a duty of care to yourself as well. You have, and this is the one that gets me very, very upset. Mm-hmm. I see people walking on the roadway when there's a pavement.
Walk on the pavement.
That's something that I cannot understand, Caribbean. The pavement is there to protect you, to exclude you from the vehicles. It's very difficult for a vehicle to ride the pavement.
Definitely.
And so when you're on the pavement, and if, especially if you are hit on a pavement, you know that you're in the right as a pedestrian.
Yeah.
But not if you're in the roadway.
Definitely.
Never if you're in the roadway.
Now, 5% you...
Please take care, Caribbean. Go ahead, Caribbean.
Yes. No, well, I have to wrap up now because we are just about a minute and a half away from the top. So next week, Monday after God, we'll do it again. Same time, same place. Oh, yeah. Yes?
Definitely. Thank you so much, Caribbean. And a pleasant good afternoon to all our listeners. And let's help to reduce the road traffic accidents and also to protect and to save lives on the nation.
Definitely. I want to big up you and all the fire officers out there. All, every single one of you. All are the real MVPs. Have a good one. Fire Officer Jude, safe one out there.
Take care.
Bye.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.